702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
All right, 6 minutes before 8 o'clock. Kabazela, a very good morning to you. Let's get straight into it. Innovative ways to keep your child from throwing a tantrum.
Yeah, I'm sure many parents will relate to this one and spark a memory or two. So this father, he's got three kids. He's got two younger boys and a daughter who's also very young. So he had just finished cutting the boy's hair with one of the clippers, you know, the zzz clippers that he uses to cut their hair. And the daughter was watching this and saw this and was like, no, I want to have my hair cut now as well, you know, and performing and carrying on. And so instead of the father just saying, no, you can't have your hair cut and all this kind of stuff and coming up with excuses, he put her down on the chair and he took the clippers to her head and he, you know, he turned it on and then he started moving it around her head, but just had the base of the clipper head touching her head. So no blades or anything like that. And now she's sitting there and she's so content and she's like sitting like a little Miss Madam and loving the fact that now she's getting her hair cut as well. Many people have been watching the video and commenting and saying, "Your father of the year, well done, innovative, great idea of outsmarting the kids where, you know, you have to think on your feet if you're a parent." So I wanted to put that out there this morning, Bongles. What are some of the most innovative ways or creative things that you've done to outsmart the little ones into thinking, oh, okay, I've got my way here?
The stare of death.
Oh,
it's really,
you know,
that simple.
The
stare of death and that voice, right? It really is that simple as far as I'm concerned.
You will not eat in my car.
Can you imagine? Mm. All right, ordering food, thinking it'll be like...
Love this video. So this is a South African guy who is a bit of a foodie. He travels around, especially overseas, and he reviews food, right? So he goes into this Greek restaurant. It's beautiful, beautiful restaurant. You know, it's by the seaside, et cetera, et cetera. And he walks in and he sits down and he thinks he's going to order a platter, seafood platter for one. Now, if you had to think about a seafood platter for one as a reference point, I guarantee you the first thing that comes to mind is the platter for one at the Ocean Basket. They probably do the best platter for one in the whole entire world, in my opinion. So he orders this platter for one thinking, you know, reference is going to be like Ocean Basket. I'm sitting in Greece, beautiful, you know, in the hub of Greece. And this platter comes, Bongles, and it is the most disappointing seafood platter for one I think I've ever seen. It is dry. It's just like there's no color to it. It's just really, really horrid. And he basically makes the point thinking, you know, you're going to order a seafood platter and thinking you're going to get something that's like the Ocean Basket, and then you're left disappointed. And I've experienced that once before when I was overseas. I had ordered something thinking, you know, it would look like something at home. And then when it arrived, you just left completely disappointed. So, you know, have you been in that situation where you've ordered something perhaps overseas or wherever it may be on your travels, and then you've referenced it thinking that when it arrives, it's going to look like XYZ. And then when it comes... it's not. It's like a total letdown.
Try ordering a cider in London thinking you'll get Hunter's Dry. You won't.
Or Savannah.
You've been overseas, you try to order something used to what we have here and been horrified?